Okay, so as we wrap up Yom Yerushalayim, obviously Yerushalayim would have been on our minds in any case today, but as it's Yom Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim is doubly on our minds in terms of everything that's going on right now, mindful of the situation, and really brings us to the Mishnah that we're learning in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was Mekabel from Hillel and Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai obviously was the figure in our tradition that led the Jewish people away from Yerushalayim during Korban Bayis Sheni. He asked three things of Vespasian, famously, Ten li yavne v'chachameha, and asvasa the Reb Tzadok, shushilasa the Reb Gamliel. He was willing to play the long game, but nobody should mistake this for the idea that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was somehow, dispassionate about the fate of Yerushalayim. So all the takanos that we have, Zecher leMikdash, are from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He quotes the pasuk in Eicha Tzion hi doreshin la michlal debaya drisha, that we always have to seek out the welfare of Tzion. We always have to care what's going on in Yerushalayim. That's a religious imperative for all of us, to care very deeply what's happening in Yerushalayim. So that's true on Yom Yerushalayim, but it's true also every day of the year. We have to be very, very deeply invested what is going on in Yerushalayim, and especially on a day like today where rockets fired Yerushalayim. I'm looking around the room. So many people here have children in Yerushalayim throughout the region, and so I know that it's very much on your minds, and it always has to be on our minds. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says in the Mishnah, Im lamata Torah harbe al tachzik tova la'atzmecha ki lekach notzartet. Maybe my favorite Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So he says, Im lamata Torah harbe, if you happen to know somebody who learned a lot of Torah, it is obviously an autobiographical comment. Al tachzik tova la'atzmecha ki lekach notzarta. You shouldn't become an arrogant person. Don't give yourself too big a yashar koach. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's hard for us to imagine. He knew all of the wisdom of the world, and he knew everything. The Gemara testifies about him. Lo hiniach mikra mishnah talmud halachos agados sichas shualim sichas malachei asharis. He knew all of the exoteric Torah, all of the esoteric Torah, Davar Katan, Davar Gadol. What's Davar Katan, Davar Gadol, says the Gemara? So Davar Katan, Havayos, Dabayi, V'Rava. He knew all of the halachic exchange back and forth, and he also knew the Davar Gadol, the Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bracious, all of the esoterica as well. So he knew everything. And despite this, or in some ways because of it, I guess I would say, he was an exceedingly modest person, an exceedingly modest person. The Gemara Brachos tells us, and this is really a shiur in Al Tachzik Tova La'atzmecha, that a person shouldn't be an arrogant fellow. The Gemara Brachos Daf Yitzayin says, Amru alava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shelo ikdimo adam shalom meolam afilu nachri shebashok, that he never waited for anybody to say hello to them. He was never too important. He was never too busy. He always was the first person to greet another person. This was the Gadol Hador. And he would go over and he would, basically interact with everybody, just as a person. Afilu nachri shebashok, Jew and Gentile alike. That was the character of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Gemara describes in other places that, he was holding the door open for all the Talmidim to go into the Beis Medrash. This is a very, very decent, very fine human being, what we would call like a walking Kiddush Hashem, in addition to being a walking Sefer Torah. Another aspect of this, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha, is that it is a certain kind of very profound form of humility. The Gemara Brachos Daf Kaf Ches describes the deathbed scene of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Talmidim come in and ask for a bracha, and they find Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is crying, and they're very confused, like, why is he crying? He's going to be reaping his eternal reward pretty soon. And they say the Ner Yisrael, which is where the expression comes from, Ner Yisrael, that's how Yeshiva got its name, Amud Hayamini Patish HaChazak, How is it that you're crying? And he says, because I don't know effectively if I made the right choice, right? There are shtei drachim lefanai ve'eni yodia, heichan ani holeich. He thought it was the right thing. Obviously, Jewish history proved him to be correct, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai correct, in terms of his judgment at that critical moment during Korban Bayis Sheni, when he, went tein liyavne v'chachameha. But, there are some people in this world, they never experience any self-doubt. They think that they're right about everything, and they never really stop to consider, is there another point of view out there? And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to his dying day, and I think to his everlasting credit, was always open to the possibility that maybe his shikul hadas, maybe his estimation and evaluation was not correct. And he was crying. I think probably that's the greatest testament to his greatness, that he was able to, be who he was with all of the credentials that he had, and at the same time, he wasn't somehow beyond questioning himself, questioning his judgment. You know, people who are capable of putting themselves out there in that way and expressing, you know, vulnerability, even when they're in a position to, you know, really demand authority and respect from people. It's a very impressive, it's a very rare thing. And I guess, you know, to me, the ultimate sign of his success was that, you know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was dealing with what the Gemara in Masechta Yuma talks about, the pathology of Sinas Chinam, that he lived in that generation, that Chorban Bayis Sheni because of Sinas Chinam. So you imagine that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would really devote himself to trying to address this issue. And he did. You know, when he set up the yeshiva in Yavna, the Gemara tells us that Margila befumayu de Rabbanan de Yavna, that what did the rabbis in Yavna used to go around saying? And they used to say the following, quote, Ani birya v'chaveri birya, I'm a creature of God, and my friend is also a creature of God. Ani malachti be'ir, v'hu malachto basada. I am, you know, a Tana, basically. And he's a regular person. He's a farmer. Kishem she'en ani mizgadir malachto, hu'enu mizgadir malachti. V'shem v'tomar ani marbe v'hu mamid. And lest I say that somehow my work is more important than his, or somehow I'm better than he is. Echad hamarbe v'echad hamamid, uvilvad she'chavin libo la'shamayim. So what's important is that a person's heart be in the right place. It's a remarkable statement. This is one generation after Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to sort of help the Jewish people address that pathology head on. This isn't just I'm going to tolerate this person out there, even if he knows less than I do. I'll abide his presence. But this is a real sense of appreciation that all people come in different shapes and sizes, and we're not here, you know, to say who's better, which would always have been important, but it was like a doubly important contribution in the aftermath of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you just can't say enough about him as a person, as a figure in the Masorah, and, you know, what he realized in the end, and with this we'll conclude, especially on this Yom Yerushalayim, is that Yerushalayim is a valuable place for us, you know, to the extent that we're living in accordance with its values. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Tzion b'mishpati padeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. If we're living up to tzedakah and mishpat, so then we should have Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, in that generation, we weren't. And so it's one thing to hold on to the geographical place, you know, and not live up to the values. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, it's time for us to take a step back. Ten liyavne v'chachameha, we need to regroup. And he appreciated that. And he appreciated that in the end, the ultimate test is whether we were able to live up to the values of Yerushalayim and hopefully be able to return. That's why he set up those takanos, Zecher LeMikdash, so that we should always remember Yerushalayim. We should always strive to return to there and strive to return to there in accordance with the values of Yerushalayim. Tzion b'mishpati padeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. So on this Yom Yerushalayim, 54 years after its reunification, it's our tefillah that peace will be restored to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and that we'll continue as a nation to develop Yerushalayim in accordance with the eternal values upon which she was founded. Rabbi Hanani ben